I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United Nations General Assembly on Friday overwhelmingly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full UN member by recognizing it as qualified to join. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour spoke to the assembly before the vote.
A yes vote is a vote for Palestinian existence. It is not against any state. It is an investment in peace and thus empowers the forces of peace.
Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, who spoke after Mansour, accused the assembly of shredding the UN Charter.
Yes, yes, that's what you're doing, shredding the UN Charter. Shame on you.
An application to become a full UN member first needs to be approved by the 15-member Security Council and then the General Assembly. If the measure is again voted on by the Council, it is likely to face the same fate, a U.S. veto.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The U.S. is sending more military aid to Ukraine amid Russian advances in the east. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The $400 million package comes amid what Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday is a really difficult situation in the east. Adding with more weapons, we'll be able to stop them. The package includes rocket systems, Patriot missiles, artillery rounds, and armored vehicles, among other things.
And all of those will be useful to them as they try to defend against Russian offensive moves.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby notes the weapons are coming from existing U.S. stocks so they can get to the warfront faster. It's the third aid package since Congress passed funding for Ukraine 3 weeks ago. Sagar Meghani.